Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Emily Geminette. Welcome, Emily.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Father.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we ask that you shed your light into our hearts this day, that we might come to know how you have created us and the person that you have created. We ask, O Lord, that you strengthen and renew us, that we may find our identity in you through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Emily, as we begin our conversation, frequently, almost universally, I would say now, is I have people tell their own conversion story, how they came to know Christ. It helps us to kind of bear witness. You know, each of us has a story to tell the world. It's part of our proclamation of the gospel, what Christ has done for us. So I thought as we begin, you might share your own story with us.
Sure. Father, I was raised in a Catholic family, a beautiful Catholic family. I received my sacraments right at St. Agatha Church, right around the corner. And I lived a very ordinary but extraordinary childhood. I went to Catholic schools some years. I went to public schools other years. And there was a lot of joy in my home. And that really laid a foundation for the rest of my life. We never missed Sundays, going to Mass on Sunday, holy days of obligation. And I knew, you know, looking back, I can say my parents did their very best to raise us in the faith. And that launching pad has given me the confidence at this point to do my very best. Now, as we all, you know, sometimes we're the prodigal sons, we're the prodigal daughters, we're the big brothers. We all relate to that gospel reading. And I can say I've been in every role of that as a daughter of Christ. But what really touched my heart and led to my conversion was going to a Catholic university, Franciscan University, Steubenville. And coming out of public school, I'd been in public school for about 8 years. I still remember the first time we opened, the professor opened in prayer. And I was, you know, that was unique for me to incorporate school, prayer, and my Catholicism. So over those 4 years, I really came to appreciate the church, learn more about the gospel of life, learn more about my faith, theology. And I just had a personal encounter with Jesus. So I can say it complemented the foundation of the sacraments, my family life, and it really launched me for my vocation as a wife and a mom.
In the, it's interesting that a lot of people that I've talked to, especially on this show, you know, some of them have fallen, you know, weren't Catholic or had fallen away from the faith. But many of them, you know, a very good Catholic family, and there's sort of this natural transition of kind of taking ownership of their own faith, you know, that it was given to them by their parents in this beautiful context, and then they, in their encounter with Christ, they take ownership of it. Looking back in your own kind of experiences, how did you take ownership of your own Catholic faith?
Well, I've written about this in my most recent book, Prayfully. I went to Franciscan a little bit kicking and screaming, you could say, or protesting. But my parents really said, give Franciscan 1 year, just 1 year. You know, you can even do their study abroad program and see if it's a fit for you. And if it's not, we will honor your wishes. You can go to Ohio State with all of your friends from public school, but just give Jesus 1 year. And that simple request was worth honoring, and I could respect what they were coming from, where they were coming from, because they really wanted me to experience a Catholic education in the context of also an opportunity for conversion. Now, when I was even looking at public school, there was no real evangelization efforts. You know, there was no St. Paul's outreach. There was no places to really plug me into. My parents, my mom would always say, I wanted you to land on the right square. And I think sometimes as parents, figuring out what that right square was is really requires a lot of prayer and discernment. But for me, I'm thankful it was going to Franciscan. And my conversion really took place in the context of awesome faith-filled friendship. So seeing other Catholics embrace their faith, walking the conversion with me, was subtle, but it was beautiful, and I'm happy that I never became a non-practicing Catholic, I've always been practicing. And that's my zeal, is to encourage anyone in their walk so that even an ordinary walk is extraordinary in this culture.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Emily Jaminette. Emily, in the in your experience at Steubenville, and so many conversions have happened through Steubenville, and I wouldn't just say conversions, but also, you know, people really kind of rightly discerning their vocation and being well formed mm-hmm. to go into whatever vocation the Lord has for them. In the context of college, you know, and your time at Steubenville, not only in encountering Christ, what kind of formation or help did you get in discerning your vocation? And
well, really, vocation was first presented to me in college. I mean, mm-hmm. I went from a very secular public school, a great public school, but it was not able to open my eyes to my real calling, and that was to be holy and, you know, how I was going to serve the Lord. So I would say what impacted me the most was my minor. Well, my major was in mental health studies, so I thought I was going to be going into psychology, but my minor was in human life studies. So that was an amazing opportunity to read encyclicals and cutting edge, you know, statistics about the importance really of the Catholic family and the culture of life. And I was so attracted to bringing this message, not only living this message, but bringing it to other people, because I'd never heard of this before. And it really helped me discern that I wanted to be married. But I can tell you, Father Adam, I did visit a convent one weekend, and the sisters, you know, did not think I had a vocation. So I was open to the calling of the Lord in a new way, but I definitely could see an amazing impact I could have by being just a wife and a mother in living this extraordinary call.
It's helpful when the sisters tell you that you don't have a vocation. It kind of saves time and energy. Sometimes I wonder if they do that just to save their own time. You know, they're like, this would be too much of a project.
Right.
We've got stuff to do.
Right.
Did you met your husband, John, there at Steubenville?
I did. John actually was a transfer student, and we started dating in our middle of our college years, my sophomore, his junior year. So I'm happy to say that we just celebrated 22 years of marriage. So
congratulations.
Yeah, it's a huge accomplishment, and a lot of life lived between the two of us. And just, it's a gift to be in a Catholic marriage, to be married to a Catholic. But yet I look at even my dad's conversion, you know, you never lose hope over the people that you love and for their eternal soul. So it doesn't mean I'm off easy, Father. It just means that it's a little bit easier in raising a Catholic family.
So after you graduated from Francis, when did you graduate from Franciscan?
So I graduated,
if I might ask.
No, in the winter of 97. And actually, I have college boys now, so I was telling them this this timeline. They're like, whoa, Mom, you really jumped right into marriage. And I said, yeah, I did. So I got married right after college. And we, you know, we were open to life. We started our family, you know, shortly, you know, within the first year and a half of being married, we had our first child. So I can say that the church's teachings have always been on my heart, this openness and love for life, and this extraordinary call. It truly is an extraordinary call to have your arms full of babies in your 20s, but it's given me really a new freedom in my 40s to live a life of ministry. So I can see how they complement each other nicely.
And how many children do you have?
I have 7 children, ranging from a sweet little 4-year-old to the oldest is turning 21 this month.
Excellent. Beautiful. Not that this is a promo for Franciscan University of Steubenville by any stretch of the, we don't want to turn this into a promo for it, but I think looking back, you know, so we talked about like how you've discerned your vocation, but also I think both from your own family experience growing up in that wonderful Catholic family, and then also your time in Steubenville, how that's impacted your role as a mother.
It really has. And I think back to those early years of formation, and my older brother was at Franciscan. And because he was there and he was thriving, it really kind of sealed the deal for my parents. And I think that sometimes I was doing a great course this week on entrepreneurship, and he said, sometimes there's a model and it's called copy and paste. So if you see something working for someone, you know, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that's a great model for you. And I can say, Franciscan, at that time in my life, I'd received all public school education since second grade. It was transformative because I didn't realize what I was missing. I was a happy, joyful, athletic person, you know, had a zeal for life. But this brought to light the why I want to be Catholic. And I think that why is always needs, it's always in our heart, and it's something that we shouldn't run from. But there are answers to the whys. And I'm so glad that I had that formation to launch me, you know, for the rest of my life.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Emily Geminet. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All praise to you, O Lord. We give you thanks for this day and this time together. Continue to bless and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.